Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
Mr. Joe!
Hey, Mark, man. Good to see you, buddy. You're looking handsome today. Not strikingly handsome, mind you, because I've already gotten that out of the way for this month. But your beard is very distinctive today.
Well, it's pure white, so let's get that out of the way.
Have you thought about, you know, Just for Men? It's a product that you
darkening.
Could just put it right there in your beard and it'll darken you up?
I don't know. I don't really think about dyeing my hair. I do know men now that do. Of course, your buddy Howard Kurtz dyes his hair dark. And a fine local business person that you and I know dyes their hair now.
Well, I think if you the key to it is to do it constantly before it needs done.
Oh,
if you let it get back to the way you are now and then do it, it's pretty obvious.
Guess what?
What?
It's too late.
Too late, yeah. Right.
Well, have you ever thought of a toupee?
Well, I've thought of one, but I had a salesman in when I was running the radio stations in the Pittsburgh market, who was as bald as I am now. Mm-hmm. And one day he came in with a toupee on, and honest to God, the ribbing the poor guy got, I felt sorry for him.
Okay.
A toupee, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some people call it a carpet or a rug.
Well, nowadays they do it different ways, so it doesn't look so obvious. But of course, if suddenly you had a full head of hair,
that would certainly be pretty obvious, right? It's a miracle, Maude. It happened overnight.
I love your minoxidil story.
Yeah, I really did. I had a crop failure.
Trying to grow hair.
And really what happened, I don't know if everybody else has that experience, but all I got was a sticky head and a bunch of peach fuzz.
Okay, but you did get some peach fuzz in the back, right?
Center, yes.
Okay. Well, anyway,
the darkest day of my life is when my wife told the person who does my hair to cut off my comb over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love that thing.
When you had it, right?
It's down to my shoulders on the one side.
Yeah, when you take a shower.
Shower, right?
It's like a woman in the shower washing all this long hair. We don't tell anybody, but I'm going to get the beard and haircut cut back tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, it looks nice on you.
Well, thank you.
A little more white, and you could probably do Santa Claus.
Well, you know, funny you should mention that. I came up yesterday to do something in the evening, to get ready to run the wrestling or to teach somebody else how to run the wrestling, and came in the back, and one of the little boys was leaving the building. He said, "Mom, there's Santa," with the white beard.
You got the glasses, the white beard.
And the big belly.
Yeah, you're a little bit overweight, but that's all right. So am I.
I said, nope, he's up at the North Pole talking to you on the radio.
The magic radio.
Right, the magic radio. Did I tell you I went in and I used the magic radio yesterday?
No.
I've never done that. I've seen
you talk
studio.
To Santa Claus?
No, nobody was up there in the magic radio room.
Oh, okay.
You could hear them working, but I said, Santa, and nobody answered. And I said, well, just in case anybody's up there, you know, I need some new snow tires.
So you told them what you wanted for Christmas. Smart move.
Firestone snow tires for the truck, and, you know, I need some new hunting boots, preferably lighter than the ones I have now.
Have you ever wondered why Sunbury Broadcasting doesn't allow us adults to talk to Santa Claus?
I don't know. It doesn't seem
we
right.
Have gifts we want, things we need.
What would you want from Santa?
Well, let's see. I can't think of anything right off the top of
my
head.
You already have everything.
Yeah, as you point out, I'm a glunzillionaire, right? Yeah, right.
Well, not just that, but your wife buys you all kinds of good things, too. So.
Oh, I could use a new laptop for here at the station.
Oh, for here?
For here, yeah. This is an older one of mine I brought in.
Well, they're thinking about giving me a new one.
Are they? Well, that would be great.
Maybe you could use mine.
No, mine works fine. It's just a little slow.
Right.
I could get maybe a couple of good new history books. I would like that.
Okay.
I'm almost done with one now, so I need something to pick up, read when I'm done.
Okay. New history books, huh? I'll have to think about
some
that.
Socks and hankies.
I know somebody that wrote a
and
new
could I get
book.
Some underwear for Christmas, too?
All right, that should be sufficient. Thank you.
What was that Red Rider? I want a Red Rider. Oh, be careful. You'll shoot your eye out. Right. Remember that from the movie The Christmas
Absolutely.
Story?
Yeah, great story.
Yeah,
I was just watching that and Miracle on 34th Street. You know,
I watched that the other night, too.
Oh, I watched the modern Street. One, the one that was
no,
done about
the
10
best
years
one
ago.
Is with, I forget, not Fred Gwynn, the actor, oh, gosh, the older actor who played Santa Claus. He was so good. That's
And
terrible.
The Grinch is, well, and if you want to watch Charlie Brown, my lovely bride says that's on Apple TV Plus.
Charlie
and
Brown.
Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't believe we have Apple TV Plus, so we'll have to.
You know who played the little girl on the original Miracle on 34th Street?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember?
I do not remember.
Okay. Woods. The actress who died, drowned.
Oh, Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood, yeah.
Natalie Wood. Okay.
Natalie Wood died.
Wow, that's
it.
Her.
Yep, that's the little girl.
Who knew?
Yep. Okay. I've got to find out who played that. I think
I saw The Grinch, though, so I did see that. So I'm getting into the mindset here. And the Hallmark movies are just outstanding.
I was right.
This
it's
year.
Edmund Gwynn. Edmund Gwynn played Santa Claus in the original.
Okay. Well, nobody knows him today. So.
Oh well, yeah, but he was so great in that. That's just an amazing movie.
Would you like The Grinch, Dr. Seuss?
Nah, I'm not a big Dr. Seuss fan.
Really?
Nah. You can keep the green eggs and ham.
That's the. Now, what does Miracle on 34th Street, The Grinch, and A Christmas Carol from Dickens all have in common? They're stories about personal transformation.
Right, okay, yeah, right. Scrooge transforms. Well, and so is It's a Wonderful Life.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, the whole town transforms. Well, plus he changes,
Jimmy Stewart too. Transforms.
Right, so.
But Mr. Bailey never transformed, I don't believe.
Maybe that's our hope. Maybe we could become better people next year.
It won't work.
Nah. Let's open up the show. All right, well, we have got our frivolity out of the way and then some this morning, folks. Feel free to call us. 1-800-795-9565 is the open line. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. I guess Stan isn't angry. Today he's not on the line. Yeah, maybe he had to work. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. We'd love to hear from you. Sunbury Motor Company, our sponsor, sunburymotors.com. One of the rare occasions we come in here, there's no text or emails or anything waiting for us.
No, incidentally, I have something curious I want to suggest to you. But Edmund Gwynn, by the way, won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Kris Kringle in A Miracle on 34th Street, the original version.
Wow.
Well deserved. Anyway, here's something curious.
I remember him. He did a fabulous job.
Here's something very, very curious. Do you know that yesterday this Bankman-Fried character who FTX drove it into the ground, he was scheduled to testify tomorrow before a congressional committee. He was going to testify via satellite from his home in the Bahamas. Hmm. And they were going to ask him a lot of serious questions about perhaps his millions and millions of dollars donated to Democratic candidates. But guess what the Department of Justice decided to do right before he could testify? They arrested him. He's not going to testify.
Well, coming back to the U.S. anyway to testify.
He would have had to answer all those tough questions before a congressional committee.
No, he wasn't coming back.
He was doing it by satellite, or he was doing it by Zoom or something like that.
Okay.
He was going to do it, and they arrested him so that he couldn't testify tomorrow.
Okay. Right.
Well, don't you think that's curious, considering the millions and millions he gave the Democratic
candidates?
So you're
saying the potential exists that the Justice Department and the FBI are tainted by whomever happens to be president at the time?
I think they're certainly acting as an arm of the DNC these days.
Well, and President Trump never really got his grips on the FBI. They were still against him.
Well, and did you hear that? And this is another thing that bothers me. The mainstream media, ironically, except for Fox and MSNBC, are largely ignoring the information that Musk is putting out. And it's very interesting because he points out that there was no policy that Donald Trump violated when he was taken off of their platform.
Oh, for the insurrection.
Well, no. He didn't violate anything. He didn't violate anything.
But that was the time when it happened.
But they took him off anyway and said he violated their existing policies.
Hmm. Oh, and we never saw the tweets because they wouldn't let him through. They said, oh, that's the lie. Well, we found out that it was just run. Of course, I've always said, who cares, because it's just a private company. If you sign up for a private company and they don't operate the way you want, that's your tough luck. So, and you don't pay for it, so you get what you pay for. But the fact is that Elon Musk and his other folks have disclosed that there was this liberal, I think, board of individuals. Primarily, they would censor liberals, but conservatives.
Well, they were actually consulting with the Biden campaign and with the FBI.
Right, different people, what kind of a threat. But again, if you're using a political speaking platform politically, is that really a harsh crime?
Not really.
Well, another CEO told Congress they weren't censoring people.
Well, he obviously lied because the text proved that they were actively censoring conservatives.
That was a made-up story. But again, it fails the who cares test at my house. But on the other hand, I don't see,
Well, it does. Do you remember that the big story, and you read it on the air, these 51 intelligence agents said this Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. 51 of these supposed experts said it was Russian disinformation. It turns out it wasn't.
Okay.
And the mainstream media has been forced to cover that. They're largely ignoring the Elon Musk story because if they do that, it's going to require them to explain why they buried the Hunter Biden laptop story in the first place.
We are going to get to the bottom of the Hunter laptop story if it kills us. And guess what?
It may.
It just might. So please. Yeah, I really hope the Republicans really go to town on the Hunter Biden laptop so they can keep backing the wrong horse and drifting farther and farther into obscurity. All right, Joe.
My Christmas wish, Tom has suggested another wish I should have given in addition to the underwear and hankies and such, and socks. So, Joe, you should go on and ask for a consensus and the ability to tell the truth.
Conscience is what he means.
He says, well, conscience, okay. For a conscience.
It is conscious.
It is. I misread it, and the ability to tell the truth. No more right-wing lies and rhetoric. Okay, Tom, if you'd ask about the same thing for the left.
Oh, actually, he does say conscious. That's what he asks for. He wants you to be conscious.
I am conscious. I've been comatose, but...
That's the very least we've ever asked of Joe while he worked here over the centuries.
Means no more napping.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. He does sleep sometimes, and he becomes a nappy-headed CEO. A nappy-headed CEO because he's sleeping. Stan, you're on the mark.
Good morning. It's, the Hunter Biden laptop. That shows the corruption right to the top with Joey. So, whether it all gets fleshed out in the future, who knows? But it is neither here nor there.
Did you say
the mainstream media still buries it?
Did you say fleshed or flushed?
Both. Either way, flushed. Put it however you want to do it, because most of it will be flushed. If the mainstream media has their way with it, but
Stan,
that's not why I call.
Quickie question. This answer, and I don't. Let's suppose the absolute worst felony, horrendous charges are available because of the Hunter Biden laptop and the connection to President Biden. What's the worst charge, like a felony charge of perjury or something like that?
I don't know. Corruption. There's definitely perjury going on there.
Okay.
Biden's been lying to us all along, said he didn't know anything about Hunter's business deals when it's pretty obvious he probably did. So, and he was part of it. They got witnesses, Bobulinski, I think that's his name. He was a business partner with Hunter and Joe, and he said Joe was the big guy.
Bobulinski.
So he knew what was going on with, Bobulinski.
No, Bobulinski. Bobulinski.
Moving on.
Okay, anyways, that's neither here nor there. We'll find out in the future what happens. That's not why I called.
Okay.
Last night. I was on Instagram, which is, when I'm at work, I got time, that's what I do. But anyways, old Joe Biden there, he's got his page there, and I follow him just because it annoys me sometimes. But he's crowing about how the Democrats had a big win. And I'm thinking, I put down in response, not really. You got two independents, so technically the Democrats only hold 48 seats. Or 49 seats, or whatever I put. Anyways, But then I was roundly chastised by the trolls on there that, no, there are three independents, which I didn't know. Mr. King out of Maine evidently is an independent.
Oh.
That's what I found out. But then I'm roundly informed that he caucuses with the Democrats. So I'm going to ask this question. Just how independent are these people if they're going to caucus with the Democrats?
Well, they still need money for bridges in their district. So that's, you have to caucus with somebody if you want some infrastructure money.
I understand that. You know, and that's a facetious question. I know why they do it, because they're of the same mindset. They just don't have the guts to call themselves Democrats, I guess, because the voters in their districts won't, or states, probably, this is a Senate, so it would be the states, probably wouldn't vote for him. I can't say
I think Kyrsten Sinema made a very good point when she said she thought both the major parties had become too extreme.
Right, and you will see that half of these people that are independents, that if we end up with Republican majorities in various places, guess who they're going to caucus with? The Republicans. So they can...
Well, we haven't had an independent caucus with the Republicans that I can remember.
No, they have to pick.
Right.
No, because, you know, Bernie's been an independent, whatever he called him, Democrat socialist for years. What exactly did he call himself? A Democrat or independent?
I think Democratic Socialist is...
Yeah, Democratic Socialist sounds right.
Okay, so, but he's supposedly been independent away from the Democrat Party, but when he wants to run for president, what's he sign on to? The Democrat Party. So they're all of the like mindset, so he may as well just call himself a Democrat instead of lying to the people. That's my only point. They're not really independent. They're Democrats.
I think you answered your question on the last sentence there a moment ago. They'd have to stop lying to the people.
Yeah,
that would
be a good idea. That's the thing. But, you know, so technically, if you want to go party line, the Democrats aren't in control, shouldn't be in control. But I know since they caucus, I guess we have a parliamentary system like over in Europe where the coalitions get together and decide that who's going to be in charge of the government. Is that how we're working it now?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, that was my point. You know, they're not really as independent as they claim to be.
No argument.
Right. But is it better to have independence? Then they can do what they want. They're not beholden to a party. They can caucus and, you know, try to procure whatever they need to for their district with whomever has it. And I think the parties are so extreme. I mean, it makes perfect sense that Kyrsten Sinema would want to be an independent because she's not an extremely liberal Democrat.
But stop and think what the modus operandi could be here. They get the benefit of caucusing with the Democrats. Mm-hmm. But yet when the Democrat whip is going around trying to get votes and put the strong arm on people, they don't have to face the strong arm.
Right, you can get two.
They need to be there. No one's going to come after them with a whip. They're going to massage them and say, would you like this highway for your district? Would you like this, you know, new federal building for your district? They are going to come out and whip them.
Joe taught me a long time ago.
It'll be the pay-to-play thing then. You want me to play? You're going to pay.
Right.
Joe taught me.
How corrupt is that?
Well, Joe taught me 50 years ago, if you would like somebody on your staff to do something, you do not tell them to do it. You ask them to do it. And so they're going to ask these people for their vote.
Right. Well, you offer something. I mean, there's always the stick. I mean, let's face it. They could get not good committee assignments.
No,
I mean,
bridge.
Yeah, but
But Joe, what I've seen is Schumer's going to allow Sinema to retain her committee assignments that she has now.
As a Democrat.
Even though she dumped the party.
Well, then that's a smart move on his part. He's in trying to, instead of whipping her, which is just what I said, instead of beating her over the head, they're going to give her the nice stuff, just as they did Joe Manchin when he was trying to get him to go along with what they wanted to do.
Right. And then he folded because he was lied to. He caved and was lied to about what was in it and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole, you know, it just snowball rolls downhill and we're at the bottom to get smeared with it.
Well, all I can say is if the Republicans in control of the House do the same things that the Democrats have done, then they deserve to be thrown out again. And yet I see that same pattern repeating itself, because now the Republicans are going to have the power. They're going to investigate everybody on the left, everybody. We're going to have hearing after hearing after hearing.
Different witch hunts.
I'm going to ask a question, Joe.
Yeah?
The evidence is out there that our president is compromised by the Chinese and the Russians. Don't you think there maybe should be at least one investigation into that?
I think in that case, yes. But on the other hand, all these these other side investigations they're talking about doing, investigating Anthony Fauci. They're going to take three members off the committees,
which
is their right. Yeah, let's just focus on one. If you think that the president has lied about whether or not he knew what his son was doing, which I find almost inconceivable that he didn't.
About the Keystone XL pipeline.
Well, no one's accused him of any criminality in regard to that.
Nor are they allowed to stop it when it's this far along.
Well, he did.
Well, it's stupid, but it's not an impeachable offense.
What about the border? I think immigration
is
part of it.
The border is.
Yeah, if you're sworn in to uphold the laws and you ignore one of them, it seems pretty bad.
But what are you going to do?
Just ignore one law, Mark?
Well, you know, you can argue politicians always argue, ignore quite a few laws, but this is a little blatant.
As our friend Dale says, we're all pigeons.
We're on the receiving end of their deposits. Well,
okay.
We're not pigeons. We're just on the receiving end of what pigeons put out.
We're the statue.
Constantly.
He's the pigeon. Yeah. We're the statue.
Yeah, some days you're the pigeon, and other days you're the statue. All right.
But,
thank you so much, Dan.
But, as far as Fauci being investigated, he needs to be investigated because he was, I don't care what anybody says, he was deeply involved with what was going on with China in Wuhan and this virus. It'll come out, but he was involved with the gain of function stuff. Now, whether it was this specific or not, but he was working on it. So, and he knows more than he's telling us. But that'll come out. That'll come out. Eventually, it'll come out.
Oh, should we investigate the 2020 election? Should we investigate the 2020 election again too? That's what I'm saying. There are too many
elections. Well, Joe, we need to investigate what happened.
All right.
Can't change the results because there's no constitutional method for changing the results. Okay, it is what it is. We have to accept that. I understand that.
Yeah, but what happened? You said we need to investigate to find out what happened. Nobody's proven anything. Even if I were on a jury on the evidence presented, I would not vote to open up that election again because while there were irregularities, there were some individual odd things that happened, there was no nationwide conspiracy that anyone even has been able to produce a shred of evidence, credible evidence.
I didn't say nationwide, Joe. In individual states, there's questionable actions that took place in this state, and we have yet to solve those problems, have we?
Well, no.
The Secretary of State, the courts, and the governor has still gotten involved in elections where they have no business getting involved in elections, okay? Because it all comes down to the purview of the state legislature. And as we know, in this last election even, the court says, nope, you gotta put aside the ballots that weren't properly filled out and sent in. But the secretary says up yours, we're going to do what we want to do, and we're going to count them.
Okay.
So, all right.
And there's questions there that need to be answered.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I don't know if it'll change anything, and that I've always said that.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you
bye.
Too, buddy. Thank you. That's hopeless after that call. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at SunburyMotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Joe McGranahan.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, radio
veteran.
So what do you think about this free guy? Do you understand cryptocurrency? Because I must admit, I don't. And I've talked to people much brighter than I am, and most of them have no idea of exactly what it is.
Well, yeah, they had the CBS reporter, McFarlane, on this morning talking about this. He says it's not really doesn't have all that much to do with crypto. It took money for one set of investments and then placed them in something else that was a different product that then people were promised.
But they say you mine for these.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you mine using computers?
Yeah, I don't know.
And who determines what it is that you get? And once you get the thing, what is it? What's it backed by?
And why are they not created just out of thin air?
Well, they are, basically, I think.
You know, it's like a registered piece of coin that has a serial number on it, and this is the only coin that has that serial number. Well, that's how we make those. We mint them.
We mint them out of thin air. And how do we ascribe a value to something like that? Mm-hmm. How do we determine what it's worth? A friend of mine was telling me that, what's the big one? A Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Was it like $63,000? Now it's down to $13,000 or something like that. So people lost one hell of a lot of money in this stuff, and yet, as H.B. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute. Somebody buys into it.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons I got off of Facebook, is one of my good Facebook friends was into Bitcoin, and she kept pitching it. Oh, my God.
Bet you ain't pitching it now.
I don't know. I'm off of Facebook, so I got out. You're listening to WKOK Sunburn.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Master Joe is here. Joe McGranahan, mayor of Shamokin Dam, natural-born listener, super conservative, tries to play up his remarks for his conservative friends so they like him more. But, he's... Nothing. All on right. The Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line now open, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. We talked about some of the investigations that Republicans wish to initiate in Washington once they have full-blown control of the U.S. House. And so that will be happening. Hunter Biden's laptop and Anthony Fauci and our porous southern border. So that is one of the things they want to talk about. Maybe some other things that the Biden administration may have mishandled. I'm sure they would like a Republican version of the investigation into the January 6th rioting and so on. A normal tourist action, they call it. So they would... There wouldn't really be need for too much investigation.
And I've got a good story here about the Southern Columbia incident from Pittsburgh Sports Now. It's an interesting story.
Okay, yeah, Southern Columbia kids using the N-word in an Instagram, I guess you call it a video that was posted, or an Instagram post that they put up. We got a good conservative email sent to us, so we can read that. So, yeah, participate in the show. Now's the opportunity. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line open, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM in your text, and then we'll get it on the radio here. The battle continues over which party will control the state house when the new session gets underway. Our correspondent Mark Sims is following that story.
A week after House Democratic leader Joanna McClinton was sworn in as House Majority Leader and scheduled special elections for three open seats in heavily Democratic districts, former House Speaker Brian Cutler took his own action Monday.
I was sworn in as the Republican leader. It is the math that makes me the majority leader at 101-99 in light of the resignations and the unfortunate and untimely death of our good friend, Representative DeLuca. That is why the Democrats will currently be down three seats. So it's the math that actually would make us the majority.
Late last week, Cutler filed a lawsuit challenging McClinton's authority to schedule the special elections and to stop them from being held. The next legislative session is set to begin January 3rd. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Politics PA reporting Patricia Lawton, a speech pathologist from Columbia County, was selected over the weekend. The special election is January 31st. The party chose between Lawton, Nate Eaches of Butler Township, Columbia County, and Amber Heidegg, chairwoman of the Montour County Democratic Party. According to Politics PA, Lawton is currently an adjunct professor at Penn State Harrisburg and is working on a dissertation for a PhD in administration and leadership studies through Indiana University of Pennsylvania. 27th District includes all of Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, and Snyder counties and parts of Luzerne County. She'll face a current state House member, Linda Schlegel-Culver, on the Republican side, and a Libertarian candidate, Thomas Anderson. The White House says it's absolutely committed to securing the release of a Marine veteran, Paul Whelan, who remains in a Russian prison after last week's swap that led to Brittany Griner's return. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the latest on that.
The National Security Advisor describes the effort to bring back Paul Whelan as one of the president's highest priorities.
Our commitment to this is absolutely rock solid, intense.
Jake Sullivan says his team held a virtual call with Whelan's sister Elizabeth on Monday.
And he also says when asked whether the U.S. might offer Russian policy changes to secure Whelan's release, Sullivan said there are plays the administration could run, but he says the implication is we're going to take a different approach to Ukraine or something like that. The answer is no, we're not going to take a different approach to Ukraine, Stephen, says Stephen Portnoy. Okay, so yeah, we're laser focused, right?
Laser focused.
Was that the president that said that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's laser focused on so many things.
Yes.
He's got a hell of a lot of lasers.
He's got laser foci. All right.
He's got more lasers than you and I combined.
If you think there's no such thing as a free ride, well, you obviously haven't ridden the buses in Los Angeles, Kansas City, Washington, D.C. They have suspended bus fares initially during the pandemic, and now they're continuing. D.C.'s taking it a step further. By next summer, bus rides will be free for all residents all the time. Boston and Denver are also considering zero fare policies to increase ridership so that they can increase expenses. But they say, yeah, one of the big things is keeping track of the money, having people who can't afford to ride be able to ride, and, of course, keep collecting the money and making sure that it doesn't get, you know, theft gets involved anywhere along the way in the process. So
they won't have to worry about jumping the turnstiles. Oh, wait a second, that's the...
You imagine if other businesses adopted this.
Everything's free.
Right, because it's so much trouble to collect money.
That's Bernie Sanders-topia.
They should do that at the grocery store. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Wisest has so much money keeping track of all the money we give them, they're just going to stop taking it.
Right.
Didn't work out. All right, finally, Joe, you will be very happy about this. The Philadelphia Inquirer reporting today that complying with a court order, the city of Philadelphia late Sunday night removed the
cardboard plastic or plywood box?
Yep. Concealing the statue of Christopher Columbus in South Philadelphia's Marconi Park for the past 2.5 years. Columbus is unboxed, said the headline. With the aid of a cherry picker and several spotlights, workers disassembled the box around 9:30 p.m. to the jubilation of passing motorists on Broad Street who honked their car horns and whistled. Now, in the interest, I've lived near Philadelphia for a time and have been in the city many times, and they honk their car horns and whistle at everything.
Oh, right? Do they?
So, yes. Anyway, some people stopped to take pictures of the exposed statue. About 5 to 10 onlookers gathered in the cold to get the latest chapter of a lengthy battle that began as soon as the statue was covered with plywood amid racial justice protests in 2020 following the death of George Floyd. The Historical Commission had voted to remove the statue, and Italian-American groups have fought to preserve it ever since. On Friday, Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court ruled the statue must be freed from the box. What followed on was a weekend watch for the dismantling, given the city would not say if or when it intended to do so. Speculation was it certainly would not happen during the Eagles game and most likely would occur at night to minimize the chances of protests among groups for and against the statue that have played out in the past. Friday's ruling issued by Commonwealth Court to President Judge Mary Hannah Levitt reversed the 2021 decision that allowed the city to keep the box standing. Since October has been painted green, white, and red, the colors of the Italian flag. Yeah, I saw a picture of it. It looked pretty. It looks interesting in and of itself.
You know what will happen? Some indigenous people's supporter will come by today and spray paint it or something.
All right.
That's
well, it has a little fence around it. You'd have to be, and it's up high.
So it's up high.
A good fence climber and a good statue.
Are you
climber.
Familiar with the old expression where there's a will, there's
yes,
a way?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, or you know, any combination of laddering could get you there. Obviously, let's see, upper right hand corner, Joe, if you will.
Right. Doug says when Stan said Fauci needs to be investigated, you could hear Mark's snorting snicker. What's funny about the likely possibility that Fauci knows more about the origin of COVID than he lets on? What's funny about an overpaid wannabe dictator who constantly pushed masking and a jab that wasn't tested properly and is now causing many adverse effects and deaths? As time goes by, more facts come out that prove that many who questioned COVID and the clot shot were correct, despite being called conspiracy theorists. We had to hear and continue to hear the number of COVID cases and deaths from COVID, but now you have to dig to find the vaccine injuries and deaths, and they expect us to just forget about it and move on. COVID and the vaccine is the biggest scam of our lifetime, and many people want to put their head in the sand and not hear about the Great Reset and globalization.
Okay, Doug.
Well, there's your snorting your snorting snicker.
He's got it bad. All right. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, and Doug represents a very established constituency here in Pennsylvania of folks that want answers.
And then one of our texters says, Stan, time to look forward, not behind. There's nothing we can do about the past. We really need to focus on the future. If we don't, the Republican Party... And we ran out of his toast.
Might disappear. Yeah.
Right.
150 characters. All right.
Run. One or the other.
1-800-795-9565. Incidentally, what you tried to do didn't just happen.
Oh, all right.
There. So, all right. 1-800-795-9565. Sunbury Motor Company is our sponsor. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
All right. Do you want to touch on the story?
I think we're going to get a call here. We should probably wait for it, but who knows? Never mind. Let's do Southern Columbia.
This is a story from Pittsburgh Sports Now. It said, following Westinghouse's state championship game against the Southern Columbia Tigers, members of the Westinghouse community alerted Pittsburgh Sports Now to racially insensitive statements made by Tigers supporters. Over 90% of Westinghouse students are African American per the Pittsburgh Public Schools, while Southern Columbia is 95.1% white, with just 0.5% of their student body identifying as African American. Southern Columbia sports teams posted images of a school pep rally to Facebook, including one of a poster that said "Whip Westinghouse" with a drawing of a whip. A TikTok surfaced after the game with audio containing the N-word as people who were recorded raised a sign the PIAA gives players on the championship-winning team. After hearing the Facebook post, Westinghouse assistant coach Jim Cowart said that he didn't hear any racial remarks during the game. He said there was some chirping going on in the field, but none of our guys made any comments about it being racially motivated. So, but you played me the audio, and apparently they didn't use the N-word themselves. They used a recording of a rapper, who I presume is black, using the N-word.
Right. So, and this was on Instagram.
But, you know, the Whip Westinghouse, that's just a natural. It's like Beat Baltimore or, right. You know, pulverized Pittsburgh.
Alliteration. You don't fault them for that, but then they have the Southern discipline style.
Well, then it said underneath it, a Southern way of thinking.
Right.
All right, so the implication, if you look at the whip, they actually had a hand-drawn whip there,
mm-hmm.
Which if you're going to say Whip Westinghouse or Whip Wisconsin or Whip, why not, what's the name of that? I'm trying to think of a college starts with W, but anyway, you get the point.
Whip Wesleyan College.
All right, Whip Wesleyan. All right, something like that. So is it wrong to draw a whip there? And does the fact that 95% of the students are black, does that carry a special connotation that you should never use the word whip?
Well, somebody picked up on it and publicized it. Well, the N-word was in the one video.
Well, yeah, that's the worst part of it. I mean, you could tell that the kid, obviously they weren't used to dubbing audio onto a TikTok because it's terribly distorted.
But that's private after-school speech. You know, it's not the school district's Instagram account. It's some kid sending it to his Instagram. Instagram followers who are probably primarily young people.
Well, I always love this. You know, we have zero tolerance toward racial insensitivity. Of course they do. But is that you know, was that their intent? I guess it was, because the wording of the song that was included was "Gotcha, N-word," implying that we defeated you.
Right at the end.
So I mean, that to me.
Well, and it was after the game.
Right. The Whip Westinghouse thing doesn't bother me. The Southern way of thinking, it's a little sketchy, but not terrible. But the way they did the video, yeah, that's pretty egregious.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. I got to stay on schedule, so I'm going to hit the button. We got our callers lined up. We will be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto.
All right, let's hit the phone.
All right, let's hit him.
Bob, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Joe, that was a good one saying whip the Democrats, huh?
What do you mean? Wasn't saying whip the Democrats. It was saying whip Westinghouse.
Yeah, that's the sign.
Well, no, you were saying whip Democrats for Stan. But that's besides the point. The reason I was calling is nobody's calling up and complaining about this Keystone Pipeline that leaked 14,000 barrels of oil into Kansas Creek. Isn't that, like, really, really good?
Well, if you consume any energy, use anything, heat your home, drive a vehicle, have a house, have anything at all in your house, you're complicit in using what is the entire energy complex of the U.S. So I think people do care, but we're all partially responsible because of our voracious appetite for energy, whether it's electric energy, which much of which is derived from natural gas these days, which is shipped through pipelines.
Well, do you believe accidents can be prevented?
No.
No, I think that's why they call them accidents.
That's why they call them accidents.
Otherwise, they call them
accidents. You don't think accidents can be prevented?
Well, you take precautions against them.
Right.
But like, so every accident could be prevented if people would take the right precautions.
No, not really. I think some things are, what do they call it, an act of God? The insurance industry says some things are an act of God.
Well, for example, I was driving up the road here one day and a deer jumped into the side of my car. That was an accident. How could I have prevented that?
Well, you could have gone 2 miles.
You should have saw the deer coming.
Well, he jumped. Did you hear me, Bob? He jumped off the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, but if a person's standing there and they jump in front of your car, you're going to see the person, aren't you?
Well, not if they do it after the front of my car went past.
Don't think you're going to win this,
No,
Joe.
I don't think I am either. Okay.
All right. Some accidents are preventable. There's no argument about that, and you can hedge your bet. But some accidents are, well, what shall we call? Accidents. They're unpreventable. But anyway, moving on. Yes, people are aware of this. It's a big leak, and they're taking all. An appropriate response to clean it up.
So. They shut it down. Canadian-based TC Energy, the pipeline's operator, shut the system down last Wednesday night following a pressure drop and alarm.
Okay.
So they do have precautions. They have a pressure sensor. Something said, "Whoops, there's a leak here somewhere. Shut her down."
Now, was it sabotage?
And you know, but it's still. I mean, it could have been. There's a long between the cutoff. Off and where the break was, there could be quite a distance and quite a bit of oil in there.
They turned up the pressure, and that's what caused it to malfunction.
Well, that's not what the story says, and this is from the Smithsonian.
And how about Cabot Oil now, that town that they killed all these people and contaminated their water, now they're allowed to go back
I didn't know
and
anybody
start
died
drilling again.
Yeah, this is from Dimmick. PA, they're allowed to draw the natural gas out of there. Now, they have to replace the whole water system, but now at least they get the benefit from it. AP reporting, one of Pennsylvania's largest drillers will be allowed to extract natural gas from underneath a rural community where it's been banned for a dozen years because it polluted the water supply, according to a settlement with state regulators. They lit the thing on fire.
And they pled guilty to it.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Well, let me tell you something that might make you feel better about this.
I don't think anybody died, though.
About this story. TC Energy says the oil spill has been contained with the help of 250 people, and there is no indication of adverse health or public concerns. Officials and environmental specialists work to mitigate the damage using floating containment booms and vacuum trucks. An earthen overflow dam constructed about 4 miles upstream from the leak location allows creek water to pass through a pipe while preventing the oil from traveling further. So, I mean, they've responded very quickly. They, you know, it's like a car accident. You're telling me every car accident could be prevented if somebody was just paying attention.
If you wrapped your car with bubble wrap or you stayed home.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an accident. It's an unfortunate one. And yes, it's bad, but that doesn't mean it's, you know, the end of the world. It's not an Al Gore apocalypse.
And as far as, you know, that cab oil in the bad drinking water, well, who knows, years down the road, these people could die from it, just like there was a military base that hundreds or thousands of military people lived there.
Some random military base.
Are you familiar with the fact that oil floats on top of water?
Well, it doesn't matter. Do you ever see a duck with oil on it?
Yeah, and I saw a commercial with some dishwashing detergent cleaning the duck off, too.
Anyway, moving on. All right, thank you, men. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks,
Bob.
All
right, and as far as Paul Whelan goes, if he got the publicity the other girl did, he'd probably be out of there, too.
No, you got that. You're right about that.
There
I agree with
nobody,
you.
Nobody's standing up for him, so that's why he's still there.
Till yep. now.
Good point. Very
now,
good
my
point.
Opinion.
Now,
thank you.
Bob. Yeah, till now. Now the president's laser-focused on him. All right, Stan, you get a minute. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the Southern way of thinking. Is that what the sign was said from Southern?
Yes. Southern way
okay.
of thinking.
Okay. Now, if their school wasn't named Southern and they put that, I could understand being upset. But considering they're called Southern Columbia and they go by Southern around here, that would be probably a pretty normal thing to put on a poster, wouldn't you think?
Well, tell me, from the context of what you've just said, what does Southern way of thinking mean?
Underneath the whip sign.
Underneath the whip sign, what does that mean?
Well, you know, as far as the whip sign...
No, I'm saying the Southern way of thinking.
They could have said destroy whatever the name of the team was. What was the name of the
Westinghouse.
Team? Westinghouse. Destroy Westinghouse. Would that have been as bad? Because if you're thinking racial lines, I think in the Southern times when they had slaves, destroying a slave was pretty high on their priority list if the slave didn't do as they were told.
All right, we got
so,
you.
But to put race upon everything, I think, is ridiculous. Now, as far as the video, that was just stupid.
Right, okay.
But I can almost guarantee in that locker room in Pittsburgh, they're calling each other that. Just putting that out there.
Right. All right, well, you may be right.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, have a good one.
We appreciate that. And Dale, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
I just want to know if anybody remembers what the biggest news was before COVID.
In what year, what time?
Well, President Trump was in the news daily.
Let's see, there could be the birth of Christ,
COVID,
World War II.
Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophiles. Okay, so what happened now? The pedophiles are making record-breaking profits, and now we have a pedophile as a president.
Which
and
pedophile?
No one's talking about it.
Okay? Which
I just want to say,
pedophiles making money?
COVID lasts another 3 years until Jeffrey Epstein's name is totally gone. You know, they're going to keep this going because Bill Gates, if you look, everybody who's surrounding George Soros, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, and people who are staying away from Elon Musk because he's not part of the pedophiles, you know, I just want to tell you, Elon Musk is fearing for his life. He's saying that constantly because he must know something about that. You know, he's not part of the pedophile group, and now they're attacking Twitter. Anything he says or does, the mainstream media and everybody's attacking him, you know. So I just want to say, you know, we do have a pedophile that is a president. There's no doubt about it. Sorry. Even his daughter's even wrote in a book and got busted with it. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, let's get back to the subject. So we're never going to
see the black book. We're not going to, you know, it's funny how Bill Gates' wife leaves him too, you know. It's too many things. You don't seem to add up. And that story ain't coming back, Dad, Jeffrey Epstein. They're going to bury that. They're going to keep putting COVID on you until you forget it. So, you know, don't forget what the true headlines were. You know, it's funny how COVID just came out just as that was happening. All that heat was coming down on Bill. Now they're making record profits and record power. You know, George Soros set all them up. You know, I think if Elon Musk is winds up getting killed, it's all because of that. He knows what the pedophiles are. They're running the whole country. They're running everything. The banks, institutions, and everything. That's why the FBI turned into mall police.
The FBI's mall police, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, don't you understand how that story was so big and everybody was consumed on it? Next thing you know, COVID comes out. Because, you know, Donald Trump is part of that, too. He's a pedophile, too.
Oh, he's a pedophile.
He's there with Jeffrey Epstein. Yes, he is. He's always been a pedophile.
Okay. Who else?
So how can we have these characters keep coming in as president? You know, who are shady.
Yeah, we want a non-pedophile president next time.
Yeah.
Two in a row is killing us.
So you're telling me, was that the number one story before COVID or no? That wasn't?
The president was a pedophile? No, it wasn't the number one story.
No, Jeffrey Epstein's death was number one for a short time, but that was... And all the speculation about, you know, what the Clintons had to do with
pressure.
It.
Yeah, it was pressure. Now media or any politician won't even speak about it. They're petrified. They're scared. Because they have so much power, they can just cripple anybody.
All right, we got you.
Well, we're all pigeons, Dale, as you've reminded us. We're all pigeons.
The media was after every priest and minister, whoever, you know, sex thing. Now it's surf people, and they're trying to protect them. They keep pushing crazy stuff.
No argument there.
Pushing crazy stuff. We're familiar with that.
We got that.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you,
Dale.
Sir.
Thanks for setting us straight.
In.
Take care.
1-800-795-9565-3 texts before the break.
Okay. Those that don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. That includes elections. And then laughing out loud, free bus rides? Really? I guess the politicians think people are so stupid to know nothing is free.
Yeah, that's true. Taxpayers will pay.
Somebody's paying. And, of course, the Republicans need to reconstitute the J6 committee and put all the facts, including Pelosi's texts and emails, leading up to January 6th.
Yeah, it's funny when they convened the January 6th, they said there'd be different subcommittees, and one would look at, you know, the U.S. police and Pelosi.
No, we can't look at
that. National Guard.
That's like Hunter's laptop. It's Russian disinformation.
Okay. But I haven't heard anything about how police responded and Nancy's, you know, call or disdain.
Have you heard anything out of the January 6th committee that indicates they looked at any Democrat for any possible wrongdoing? Or omissions, errors of omission, perhaps?
I don't think you really need Democrats, and Republicans did it all.
Oh, okay.
So I can't, you know, you ask the firebug who set the fire, not the victims.
Well, if you watch MSNBC, the bobble-headed blonde who runs the morning show with Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, she says the Republicans are just reprehensible, and she's always nodding her head, oh, it's unbelievable, they're terrible, horrible people, horrible.
Okay. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got January 6th raised up again, and one of our good listeners sent us an email a while ago indicating that the vaccine is pretty hazardous, so we can chit-chat about that.
Can explore more of our Southern Columbia story.
Oh, Southern Columbia, yes. One of our listeners sends me a text that two of the students are suspended from participating in spring baseball or wrestling or in basketball, so they can't participate
except
in
for a year,
sports.
I think the story I saw said they
is
were
that what
off
it is?
For a year.
Yeah,
extracurricular activities for a year.
Okay. So, can they do academic extra?
Well, it said they also receive some sort of in-school punishment. But what's the infraction? What specific policy did they violate, and what does that policy call for in terms of punishment?
We know from our conversations, schools reach beyond the school day to monitor your activities, and they...
If they were on the school bus coming back from the game... If they were on,
right,
if they
but
were
they're holding up that PIAA sign that belongs to only one group of people, and
right.
That's the football team.
Right. Well, I'm not saying the football team didn't do it. I'm just saying that's, you know, that's the problem here, that they weren't, where were they when they did it? You pointed out they may have been out of school. I think equally disturbing was a story I saw this morning about the Mount Carmel issue a few years ago, and it said the investigator said that the parents gave them little or no cooperation, and that was a hazing incident where they went to somebody's house, and apparently made the boys take their pants down and burn their buttocks with punk sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and said the parents gave them little or no cooperation. What lesson does that teach the kids?
Yeah, I am told to check out the Daily Item today, that they have a definitive research story there.
They do. It's so a very good story. I read it there this morning. It's very interesting. But, you know, it's sad that the parents would put the football team ahead of teaching their kids a valuable lesson about how to behave.
Well, it's Mount Carmel.
And Mount Carmel football is God?
Football rules.
Okay.
I believe they have the winningest team in Pennsylvania.
Maybe they do.
In terms of win-loss record.
Well, I'm not saying that they did anything, you know, that what they did is so unusual. I mean, there's hazing and things like that, mm-hmm. rituals that have gone on forever. But, you know, the fact that the kids in today's world don't realize that they shouldn't be doing that and physically burning people.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing if you ever pledge for a fraternity?
Kids left scarred by the burns?
Yes, apparently so.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever pledge for a fraternity?
No.
You know, I didn't either. But, you know, I can remember girls having to wear their hats backwards and do stupid stuff around the school as part of their initiation.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard of anybody telling them to take their pants down and burning them with a punk stick.
Yeah, we had a student at Penn State that had to carry you know what a Gaylord box is?
No, I don't know.
It's a large box that the industries use them in municipalities to haul things around. And it's a big box. It's about, I'd say, 5 feet by 5 feet by 6 feet. Big
box. That sounds big.
He had to carry an empty one around with him everywhere he went. So he's got this enormous.
For how long?
I just saw him on campus one time, but it had the fraternity's pledge information on the side.
See, I'm sorry. Somebody asked me to do something that stupid. I say, listen, I don't really want to belong to your group.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Any club that requires you to be stupid is headed for trouble.
Right. You know, well, and plus. Then the drinking scandals that they've had at Penn State in particular, that young man who died, mm-hmm. Fell down a flight of stairs because he was inebriated. You know, that stuff is sad, but, you know, these kids should know. There should be some adults there with supervision.
Yeah, but kids do their own Instagram. There's nobody monitoring that.
No, but if my son came home and told me, or my grandson came home and told me that he was part of a group that burned people's behinds with punk sticks,
mm-hmm.
I would, you know, granted you want to protect your family, but on the other hand, there's a life lesson here that needs to be taught.
Well, who was the first adult that found out about that and called the cops?
I think it was the coach, one of the coaches.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, good.
As a matter of fact, the head coach reported it to child line.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a mandatory reporter.
Right, so mandatory reporter. To. You know, the parents should be mandatory reporters on their own.
That's another topic. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'd love to hear from you on this topic, talking about Southern Columbia and the hot water that some of the kids are in there. Kind of a taint on what was a pretty decent run of it. They had a struggle early.
An amazing year after losing three games that they claimed the state championship so convincingly.
So it really shows the character, the athletic character of the team, but then some racism popped up.
Has Coach Roth made a statement about this? I'd be interested to hear what he had to say.
Not to us, but to tell you the truth, I haven't followed it ultra closely. Matt has. He reported over the weekend. We used to pen live clipping over the weekend, and you say the Daily Item has this in it today? Or is that
Penn Live has. I read that on Penn Live, I think.
All right,
Daily Item may well have it, too, but I read the story on Penn Live.
News item, says one of our good listeners who's listening. 1-800-795.
Well, that's another one of those papers where you can't read a story without subscribing.
Oh, no, they changed it.
Get
like 10 stories a month
now. Oh, do
you?
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I only want one paragraph of each of their stories. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. That's 1-800-795-WKOK. Talking about Southern Columbia School District, and we talked about the January 6th committee. Actually, we've covered on almost all the issues that we ever cover around here. We've talked about
hit abortion today.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. All right. So that'll start up. Yeah. Do you think abortion's a good idea?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. Nobody does that. But anyway, President Trump and President Biden and pedophiles and creepy people and trying to get a good president in there
and
next
oil
time.
Spills. We've had a busy day.
Yeah, we've talked about everything.
Now we have Chris on the line.
What
good
do you
morning.
Call it when you talk about 100 different things?
A dog's breakfast.
Thank you.
Chris, good morning. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I wish you'd quote the 51 security experts who made a statement about Biden's laptop correctly.
What is it?
they said it had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation.
Oh, okay.
And that is true.
So what are the earmarks of Russian disinformation?
Well, the major one was in France and Italy, both, or maybe just one of them, I forget, they attacked the Russians, released phony emails from a hacked computer that they hacked the computer and released real stuff from it, but all the real damning ones were fake. And they did that to candidates running for president in France and Italy, or Italy, I'm not sure which one it was, or both. And they throw in fake emails with it that they planted in there. And they did that before, and so the way the Hunter laptop was reported on was much the same way, in that there were about two of them that involved Biden to an extent, and those didn't have the same credentials that the other emails that were less incriminatory of anyone except for Hunter didn't have the same distinguishing marks. Also, at the time before the election, the New York Post and Giuliani, who both apparently had copies, none of them gave it to any other newspapers except the Post.
You didn't bother to quote the second part of their comment. You got the first part right, where it says it has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. But in their expert opinion, they also said the Russians are involved in the Hunter Biden email issue. That's a direct claim, and it was a lie.
The Russians were involved in.
Right. The Russians are involved in the Hunter Biden email issue. Now, this came out right before the election, 15 days before the election. And they used their esteemed positions.
You mean when the New York Post story was?
Yes. The letter from the 51 former intelligence officers.
The only reporting really on it was that had anything was the New York Post story.
Right, which, and that's the one they tried to ban from Twitter and every place else.
Which reporters, they used a phony name for who wrote it, and the person who wrote it disowned it. And the person who, names they used said they didn't even know their name was going on it. And they refused to release the laptop for anyone else to inspect.
Their letter also goes on to say that the Russians were trying to influence how Americans vote in this election. Moscow will pull out all the stops to do anything possible to help Trump win and or to weaken Biden should he win. A laptop...
That's pretty much true. That's actually true.
No, it's not. The fact that they'll pull out all the stops to do anything possible to help Biden win, maybe, but
they
not
were
Trump.
Definitely helping. They were attacking the Democrats, trying to divide the Democrats through all their Facebook stuff, and that was well known.
And the 51 intelligence experts, what were they doing? What are they, fine patriotic citizens, or were they trying to influence the election?
I assume they were trying to influence the effect that report had. With what they believe from what they knew about how Russians usually do things.
Well, forgive me, but I'm more cynical. They had no proof. They just said it's typical of what they do. They didn't offer any proof that they actually did it. They just said it's typical.
Yes, that's what they said.
No, they didn't say it in those words. When they came out and said that Russians
The line you always quote is wrong. Admit that, right? You admit
I read
that.
The has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation.
And you never say that.
What did I say? I thought that's exactly what I said.
No, you say every time they said it was Russian disinformation.
Okay.
Not that it had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation.
All right. Well, then the second sentence, the Russians
You always quote it that way. You have 20 times.
The Russians are involved in the Hunter Biden email issue. They also said that.
Okay, well, they were wrong on that.
Right. Did they
but
lie?
Did they believe it?
Oh, well, I don't know. Did they?
Okay.
They didn't offer any proof. They didn't offer any proof. They just said it.
Because it had the earmarks.
There's a difference between earmarks and actually saying
yes,
that, they,
that
the Russians
are
involved.
That was wrong and incorrect, apparently. Although the whole thing legally, the whole chain of custody of the laptop is unknown, and we don't really have a lot of information about what's going on with the investigation.
Well, we do know
FBI.
We do know the chain of custody. It was taken into a repair shop in Washington, and the guy held on to it. When he didn't come back, he reported it to the FBI.
Yes, and you don't know who else had it. Who else had it? You don't know if he did anything to it. Either,
so where would the shop owner get pictures of Hunter Biden cavorting with women of the night?
I'm saying that stuff's the true part of it, and the idea that Biden is the big guy and getting the big guy
10% to the big guy
highly questionable on two different grounds. First, you have no idea who it was except for one person who said he took it that way or thought it was that way. But you have to realize that Hunter Biden was trying to convince people that he had influence over his father and could influence what was going on. So the drug addicted, crazed, in need of money Hunter Biden said something, and we're supposed to believe it's absolutely true. Right.
Well, what do you believe? You believe that he's a fine, upstanding young man, and he's...
No, that's my point, is that he isn't.
Okay.
And therefore, he's very likely lying to get influence and get contracts with companies.
What else, Chris? What else you got?
What else I got is another story that's disappeared in the conservative and in Joe's mind, is the investigation about who leaked the abortion decision. And
okay.
Now that Alito has been firmly involved in the leak of it, and it was part of a Republican secret conspiracy to influence Supreme Court justices.
Wow.
A Republican secret conspiracy. Wow.
I hadn't heard
We haven't
that.
Had enough of them.
Where is that? I hadn't heard that at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, where'd you read that? I haven't heard that either.
You haven't?
No.
Alito, there was the conservative Christian group that got people and gave them directions on how to give money to the Supreme Court nonprofit organization that promotes the Supreme Court in order to get personal contacts with the Supreme Court justices, especially the Republicans on it, and then how to talk to them to and what information to give them about and push the anti-abortion stand legal position.
Mm-hmm.
That's been in the news all over the place. I don't know how you missed it.
I heard something on NPR.
Yeah, you heard something, but you didn't pay attention, right?
No, I listened to the whole thing on NPR. They think they did a story about an organization that befriended them.
Yeah, no, and not a word. All of a sudden, nobody's interested in investigating it on the Republican side now. When they first came out, they thought Democratic judges or assistants in the office were the ones who leaked it.
Well, why didn't the Democrats...
It was like treasonous.
Why didn't the Democrats go ahead with an investigation?
Chris, there's no law against it,
Chris,
actually.
Why didn't the Democrats go ahead with an investigation? They got the White House, the Senate, and the House right now. If it was a bad deal, why didn't they investigate it?
Well, I hope they will sometime.
No, right now. I mean, it's an issue now.
Do you think they should?
Yeah. I thought somebody should have done it.
Write a letter to them and tell them that.
I don't think that the Supreme Court's deliberation should become a matter of public record until they actually announce a decision.
Well, yeah, there's no law against it. There's also a lot of
But, Chris, if it's a secret Republican conspiracy, the public should know.
Well, it's not secret anymore.
Well, you said it was a secret Republican conspiracy.
The guy admitted it. The guy admitted
well,
it.
Well, then it's not much of a secret, is it?
It became public knowledge, yes, about way after the fact.
Yeah, New York Times has an article about it. It's from last
month.
Yes. Yeah, I heard about
common.
This.
It's been reported regularly.
But I don't think any of it's illegal. I think people just think it's immoral to befriend a Supreme Court justice so that you can influence their opinions and, of course, find out things in advance.
Right.
Yes, and find out things in advance, which they apparently did at a party at Alito's house.
And he's a former abortion rights supporter. He changed his mind, and the more he learned about it throughout all of this, the more he realized that abortion should be legal, rare, and necessary for some people. Oh, we got to go. I got to hit the next break.
That's true, too.
Have a good one, Chris. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah,
you
New York
too.
Times.
Bye.
New York Times. Thank you, Chris. New York Times and NPR both have it. Samuel Alito is right in the center of it, and the guy's name is Schenck. The Reverend Rob Schenck was told the outcome of cases in advance starting in 2014. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We'd love to hear from you.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Well, that was fast. Yep, we're out of time. Sunbury Motor Company is our sponsor. Please, if you're interested in a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle or getting something fixed, go to sunburymotors.com. Tomorrow, Linda Slagle Calder is going to be here, of course, state Senate candidate, but we're also going to talk about the Caring for Kids program at Shikellamy, where she is trying to coordinate to make sure that sufficient funding comes available. This is WKOK Sunbury.